Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Eruvin. Today we are learning Parak Hei Mishnah Zayin and Parak Hei Mishnah Ches as we return to the halachos of the Tchum on Shabbos. As we learned in Parak Dalet, a person's Tchum is measured from his place of residence when Shabbos begin, which typically speaking would be his home. However, if a person places his Eruvei Tchumen anywhere else, its location becomes his place of residence, and his tchum is measured from there. Now, in order for a person's tchum to be measured from his place of residence, whether it's his home or his eruv, he must be within 2,000 amos of it at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, our mission here is going to begin with the case of someone who is within 2,000 amos of either his home or his Eruv, but not both. Says the Mishnah, Misha Hayu b'mizrach, if a person was out in a field to the east of his home, as the Shabbos began, v'amar livno arev li b'marav, and he had told his son before Shabbos, make an Eruv for me to the west of my house. Or bimarav, or he was out on the field to the west of his house. Va'amar livno arev li b'mizrach, and he tells his son before Shabbos, make an eruv for me to the east of my house. What's the halacha in such a case? Says the Mishnah, im yeshno heimenu uleveso alpayim amos. That if there are 2,000 amos or less between him and his house, ule'eruvo yozer mikan, but there's more than 2,000 amos between him and his eruv, mutar lebeso, then he's allowed to use the tchum of his house, the oser le'eruvo, and he's not allowed to use the tchum of his eruv, that although he wanted to make his Shabbos residence where his son would put the eruv for him, he cannot use that place because he was not within 2,000 amos of it when Shabbos actually began. And since his eruv wasn't effective, since his eruv didn't work, we assume that he really wanted to be in his house, which is within 2,000 amos of him. Therefore, he receives that tchum. Continues the Mishnah, le'eruvo alpayim amos. If, on the other hand, there are 2,000 amos or less between him and his eruv, ulevezo yoser mikan, and more than 2,000 amos between him and his house, oser lebezo, then he's not allowed to use the tchum of his house, umutar le'eruvo, but he is allowed to use the tchum of his eruv, because he is within, again, 2,000 amos of it, and that is where he wishes to make his Shabbos residence. Now, if a person's house is in a city, the entire city is considered his place of residence, and his tchum is going to be measured from the city's borders. If he makes an eruv tchum to travel further than that, he must place it outside the city's borders for it to have any effect. Says the Mishnah, Hanosin es eruvo ba'abura shel ir, that if a person places his eruv in a building that is in the extension of the city, like what we discussed previously, the karpif, the area that is within 70 and 2/3 amos of the city, lo asav loklam, he has accomplished nothing, he has done absolutely nothing, his eruv does not work, since that area is already included in the city's borders anyway. It's already included. The period of the measurement of the tchum would begin beyond that point anyway. Nisano chutz letchum afilu ama achas. If, however, he placed it even one ama outside the city's borders, meaning one ama beyond the last building that is included in the city, masha nishkar hu mafsid, meaning his eruv would work, and with the result that wherever distance he gains in the direction of his eruv, he would lose again in the opposite direction. Again, that's how eruv works in general, that if you're given an additional 2,000 amos there, then you can't go 2,000 amos anywhere else. If you go 1,000 amos there, then you can only go 1,000 amos in any other direction. Continuing now with Parakeh Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah here is going to discuss the halachos of two cities that are within 2,000 amos of each other. The tchum of one city, let's say the larger city, contains within it the entire second city, the smaller city, while the tchum of the second city ends in the middle of the first city. Says the Mishnah, Anshe ir gedola, mahalchen es kol ir ketana, the residents of a large city may walk through all of the small city that is within their tchum, and it counts as just four of their 2,000 amos in that direction. Therefore, parenthetically, as the Bartanura points out, they'd be allowed to walk in that direction 1,996 amos plus the area of the entire small city. However, the residents of the small city may not walk through the entirety of the large city, meaning that's only partially within their tchum, that every amma of the large city is going to count towards their 2,000 amos in that direction. Therefore, they may walk in the large city only to the place where their 2,000 amos actually ends. Continues in the Mishnah, Ketzad, how is this so? Mishaya bi'er gadola v'nosan aseruva bi'er ketana. If someone was in a large city, and he placed his eruv in a nearby small city before Shabbos, bi'er ketana v'nosan aseir aseruva bi'er gadola, and he, or if someone was in a small city and he placed his Erev in a nearby large city before Shabbos, then the city in which the Erev is located now becomes his place of residence, Mahalech Eskula. He may walk through the entire city, counting it as his place of residence for that Shabbos, V'chutzala Alpayim Amma, and an additional 2,000 Amos beyond it in every direction. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ein lo ela mimokom Eruvo Alpayim Amma. If one merely places his Erev in a nearby city, but it's not there when Shabbos actually begins, then he is only 2,000 amos from the place of his Erev, not from the city's borders. That according to Rabbi Akiva, only someone who is present in the city as Shabbos begins may treat it as his 4 amos, not someone who merely places his Erev there. Well, as the Bartanura points out, we don't possibly like this opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Have a great day.